I'm Eitan Shander with Awesomo. Welcome to the Friday night NBA slate Jock Market edition. As you know, Jock Market turns the DFS world into a stock market. The game is not over. Slates don't lock as soon as we hit tip. It's all about buying low, selling high in game. And that's exactly what we're going to do for you here with three plays. We're also going to give you a promo code to use, Awesomo, AWESEMO. And when you use it to sign up at Jock Market, we're going to match your first deposit up to $50. Let's look at it. All of this is fluid. It's all about game flow, getting to guys ahead of time with our fair IPO value. Those are free projections for you on Awesomo. So you should be using what Alex and the team are getting for you as far as numbers and data, predicting what a fair IPO value should be. Anthony Davis is where we're going to begin. One game back, looked great. Second game back, more minutes in the 30s. It's fair now to target. I know LeBron's status is kind of hovering a little bit, but Anthony Davis's return does wonders for the Lakers and really guys around him. It's going to improve what you'll see from Russell Westbrook. It's going to definitely bump up some stats here for LeBron James. Where I think we can take advantage, though, is against Charlotte. There's going to be a nice opportunity for AD to get some rebounds and really stretch the floor, get some points here as well. He's highly projected across the board, wherever you're looking at him, including where we have as far as a 35-point projection that's just under Russell Westbrook and Karl Anthony Towns. I think you bump it up, though, because there still is a conservative approach to minutes. I think that's gone. After what we saw for the two games back for AD, he's in the 35-minute range, maybe even more if need be, if this game is tight. They're not just going to sit him and rest his knees at the end of this game here on ice if they need him for a 2 or 4 point game against Charlotte. So let's look at AD at the very least, getting to him ahead of time. Fair IPO price is going to be about $13.90, $14, but the possibility of a 30 plus point game, double digit rebounds, get a block or two in there. We know that LeBron, Westbrook, Monk from the outside, Melo, whoever it may be, there's going to be shooting opportunities now as AD will command the double team, and that's where we begin. Our second player, and now this is about a feel that I think we can get in and take advantage of a counter game script. Everybody loves what Denver's doing right now. Granted, they're on a heater. They've won a couple of games in a row. They've won 7 of 10, and here they are on the road against New Orleans. Pelicans didn't have anybody the last game against the Sixers, although it looks like they're trending towards getting a couple of guys back, Devontae Graham and Jonas Valanciunas up front after a rest day, their most previous game. I think we can target Valanciunas early. I think the Nuggets are coming in the middle of a 6-game road trip. They have Milwaukee coming up next. This is a really easy opportunity for the Pelicans to catch Denver sleeping or at least sleepwalking early. This is a play where you get in early with Valanciunas ahead of time. And if, I would say when, the Pelicans are up after the first quarter, possibly into that second quarter, maybe even leading at the end of the first half, Valanciunas is going to be a big part of that. His stock is going to raise exponentially. That's where I think you can flip it. Denver's going to come back. Denver's most likely going to win this game, but it's not going to start in the first quarter, possibly not even in the second quarter. That's where we can get to a guy like Jonas Valanciunas and maybe even somebody else on the Pelicans, but he's my number one guy to take advantage of Denver. Just kind of lackadaisically going through the motions halfway down on a 6-game road trip. And let's be honest, they're much better on paper than the Pelicans. They've got the pesky Bucks to look ahead to. Sleeper game, trap game, whatever you want to call it. This is Valanciunas. We want to get to shares of him early in the IPO phase and then flip him after he's done enough in the first quarter, possibly first half. Last play, Portland has been a theme here throughout. We need to target somebody, and it's CJ McCollum here for Jock Market. The big reason is just looking at the pacing that we can expect, how fast this game's going to be against Houston. But also we know that CJ McCollum is just absolutely launching from three. Everybody, to be fair, from Anthony Simons, Norman Powell. But CJ is launching. CJ is back. The minutes are there. There's no concern anymore about health or injury, at least playing right now. So against Houston, this is a perfect get-right game for a guy like CJ McCollum. We should anticipate mid to high 20s. He just took 10 threes the last game, 9 before that. The man has 19 three-point attempts over the last 2 games alone. So just looking at what he's doing from the outside, I mean, this is Steph Curry type attempts that we're seeing here. Maybe not makes, but there's plenty of opportunity from volume. And look, the Portland Trailblazers need all the help they can get. And it doesn't matter how many threes Anthony Simons or Norman Powell jack up. CJ McCollum is still trying to fill the void left by Dame, as well as his own absence earlier. And that's why we love to get to CJ here. So it's Anthony Davis, Jonas Valanciunas, CJ McCollum. Those are our three plays we want to get to ahead of time. And then again, everything is all dependent on game flow. If you can flip somebody whose stock has risen in exponentially after a quarter or two, like we think with Valanciunas, then go ahead and do that. Also, go ahead and use our promo code, AWESEMO, AWESEMO. And when you sign up at Jock Market, we're going to match your first deposit up to $50. I'm Eitan Shander. Have a great weekend.